Okay, I got Giants week. It's the tape tells you what you need to know. Big offensive line, big strong defensive line, playing hard, playing tough. They're 2-1 in our division, and so we don't get into the media reports. We get into the tape, and we're getting prepared to play. Football team with a lot of talented players, a lot of talented coaches, and we're gearing up for a tough battle that we've got to have. Our margin for error has been already in our rearview mirror. We've got to play really good football and find a way to get a win this week. So they have our full attention. Questions?
They've obviously made a big change at quarterback this week. What does Geno Smith bring to you in terms of bring to the table for them?
Well, first I'd like to say, I have a lot of respect for the Manning family. I've had the pleasure of having Peyton on the same team for a few years in Denver. Played against Peyton for a long time in that division, and I know the family real well. That's got to be a tough deal. He's one of the all-time greats, two-time Super Bowl winner. Very accomplished player, so I have a soft spot for that. Aside from that, we're digging in on the preparation. It's the Giants against the Raiders. We're trying to figure out all that we can about this opponent. We don't play them all the time, so it's not somebody like in our division or somebody that we're playing every year that we know. We've got to really spend extra time getting to know this squad. Like I said, they've been successful in our division against teams that we know are good football teams, and. And so that's how we're preparing for it. Geno, in particular, we saw him back in 15 here when he came in, and I think he had 40 plus throws in that game and completed a good number of them. So we know he's very capable.
When you look at the tape, the Giants have struggled against tight ends, especially with Kreb. Do you see this as a potential game, Jerry, could have a big impact?
I don't get into all that. In terms of fantasy numbers and all that kind of stuff, although. They've got some very capable people of their own we're worried about. Ingram's a heck of a player. He's been targeted over 80 times this year already. And so we'll worry about trying to put out that fire. Obviously, we're going to do everything we can to get our own guys involved and be as productive as possible on offense.
Coming off a game in which you're both your own offensive and defensive lines both played pretty well, and you guys have built this team, wanted to be tough at the point of attack. Was that about as good a game as you played on both sides of the line this year?
At
the same time.
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, yeah. I think it was a good effort. We needed it, and that's in our rearview mirror. And now we're looking to have a really good effort this week.
Jack, you obviously did not agree with the 2-game suspension for Michael. Now that it's been reduced to 1, feelings on that change, or what are your thoughts?
No, the league has to do what it has to do. I'll do my job. My job is to coach the guys. I don't have to like everything they do, and often I don't. So this would be an example of that.
How do you evaluate what Isaac and also Keon have shown in the practice squad this season, and ultimately, what do you see from Isaac on special teams that may have distinguished himself a little bit?
Well, he's a young player that earned his way onto the squad as a practice squad member. We're looking to develop all the guys that we have in that role, and he's taken advantage of the reps and improved his play as we've gone throughout the year, and I know he's excited about having the opportunity to go out and play. So we're likely to have him up and let him participate, and looking forward to watching him.
You guys brought back Hamilton from IR. Your two moves are done. Any thoughts to bring Seabass back, or what was his status at that point?
No, there's not been any. I don't even believe he's been clear to the point of being ready to do that. But that wasn't ever a consideration. I think Giorgio has handled the job, done a nice job with it, and there's no reason to change at this point.